Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Robert De Niro and his wife of more than 20 years have split. The 75-year-old casino star and his 63-year-old wife, Grace Hightower, are no longer living together. Now, that's according to Page Six. Apparently, the couple plan to announce their breakup publicly in the coming weeks. Now, the raging bull star was spotted on the red carpet on Monday at MoMA in New York City without his former flight attendant wife by his side. You know, the couple do share two children, 20-year-old Elliot and 6-year-old Helen. It's not the first split for the couple. They were married in 1997. 2 years later, De Niro filed for divorce, but they never finalized it. And then they eventually reunited and renewed their marriage vows in 2004. So we'll see what happens this time around. Marriage ain't easy. And Toni Braxton is making a desperate plea for her stolen engagement ring. No questions asked, she said. The 51-year-old singer left one of her bags on a Delta flight on Tuesday. And after several attempts to get in touch with the airline, she did get her bag back, only to find that some of her prized jewelry was missing, including her engagement ring. Well, she says, "Feeling back to my old self again, yay," Braxton captioned on Instagram on Wednesday, along with a picture of her wearing a ring. But then she also said, "But I'm so sad my ring is missing, but I am optimistic that someone will find Bonnie and return her home. Whoever borrowed it, please return it. I promise, no questions asked." Well, I hope she's lucky like that, because, you know, the engagement ring thing, I don't know how much it's worth, but it is from, by the way, fiance, baby, aka Birdman. And Venus Williams has reached a settlement with the family of the man who died in the Florida car accident last year. Now, TMZ Sports learned that, according to court documents filed in Palm Beach County, Jerome Barson's estate and the tennis star reached an agreement. We don't know how much money is going to change hands, but according to the documents, there was a financial settlement that will cover certain expenses. You know, both sides are paying their own attorneys in this wrongful death suit. Venus was cleared of criminal charges after cops determined she was caught in the middle of an intersection when her light turned red. The Barsons had a green light, barreled into Venus's SUV, and Jerome Barson died from his injuries 14 days later. His wife, Linda, was also injured, but she is still alive. And I know Venus is so glad to get that off of her plate. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving season. Gobble, gobble.